Today, the focus is on multiple things, actually. But let's say different sides of reality, depending on how we look at it, different memories. So what we'll do today is I would like to go in a very loose-minded way, not a linear thinking way, but a intuitive, body-centered way of being open to times in the past or phases in the past when we were angry or fearful, and working with those parts of ourselves. Now, hope is an interesting word. People often use it like, I hope something happens. In my language, hope refers to the potential for change, of leaving open the potential for something shifting. I leave open the realm that some aspect of what I'm going through could change. That could be described as hope. Because we don't know, but we're open to that possibility. And then the other is gratitude for what is. Now, someone recently said, yeah, but this gratitude thing, you know, okay, what? So everything is crap and I'm supposed to be grateful? You know, let's say in some places in the world, my family was just murdered and I'm supposed to be grateful. Yeah, it can be a challenge. And yet, I think that there always is something that we could look at in the camp of gratitude. And I think even seeking that one little thing, even if there's only one little thing, seeking that, changing our eyesight and our attitude so we can potentially see that one little thing, if that's all there is one, that in itself is helpful. It shifts our chemistry into being open to see the one thing that isn't crap, you know, the one thing that we do have going for us. Maybe it's that we can walk, or we can breathe without it hurting, or even if those things aren't the case, there's something else. And so to focus on that, it's like focusing on remembering rather than forgetting.